President Bush picked up a morning after World Series endorsement from one of the stars of the Boston Red Sox today. The Bush campaign itinerary today included Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the Bush campaign. He filed this report from Westlake, Ohio.
Bush surrogates were busy on the network morning news shows today, including one who went on the air not to talk politics, but baseball. Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, the winner of Game 2 of the series, was on ABC's Good Morning America. Listen to what he snuck past host Charlie Gibson as Gibson said goodbye.
It was extraordinary and one of the great stories of sport, and sport always produces such great stories. Curt Schilling, great to have you with us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Make sure you tell everybody to vote, and vote Bush next week.
Meanwhile, over at NBC's Today Show, the discussion was less playful. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who campaigned with President Bush yesterday, was defending the White House in the ongoing controversy over the missing explosives in Iraq. Giuliani echoed the president's line that they don't know when the weapons disappeared, while arguing that the best possibility is that the explosives were gone before U.S. troops arrived at the site after the fall of Baghdad. But then Giuliani said this.
The president was cautious. The president was prudent. The president did what a commander-in-chief should do. And no matter how you try to blame it on the president, the actual responsibility for it really would be for the troops that were there. Did they search carefully enough? Didn't they search carefully enough?
But if you're John Kerry's running mate, John Edwards, campaigning in Duluth, said Giuliani was blaming U.S. troops. Edwards said, quote, "Our men and women in uniform did their jobs. It's our commander-in-chief, George Bush, who didn't do his." The missing weapons story is one the Bush campaign wishes would go away. The president's aides say Kerry is irresponsible to go on the attack when the facts are not known. The president is using his events to draw a stark contrast between himself and Senator Kerry on the question of leadership. Again, the president evoked the events of 9/11.
"I've learned to expect the unexpected, because history can deliver sudden horror from a soft autumn sky. I found you better know what you believe, or risk being tossed to and fro by the flattery of friends or the chorus of the critics."
And he portrayed John Kerry as inconsistent, as out of the mainstream, as a man who has changed his positions on Iraq for political reasons. Mr. Bush said a president needs to be decisive.
"As presidents from Abraham Lincoln to Franklin Roosevelt to Ronald Reagan so clearly demonstrated, a president cannot blow in the wind. A president has to make tough decisions and stand by them."
Leadership is an area where the president's campaign feels he has a clear edge over John Kerry, so it's a topic they'll hit over and over the next 5 days. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the Bush campaign in Westlake, Ohio.